I've got 7 dogs, 2 cats and a gorilla in my back garden, written by Trinderella and read by Katie Trinder. When I tell people what's in my garden, they usually reply with, "I beg your pardon." I list the things you'd usually expect, like a planter of roses and an area that's decked. But then when I say the most shocking of all, "I have a gorilla and he's over 10 feet tall," I hear gasps of horror and cries of shock. But let me explain whilst you take stock. He's really no trouble. You'd hardly know he was there. I've even thought about making a pair. As well as a gorilla, I have 7 other dogs, 2 little cats and occasionally some frogs. You see, it seems to me, although some find it weird, you should live the life you love and not one that's feared. If you want 7 dogs or to live in a tower, to drive a tractor or dress like a flower, then go and do that and do it with pride. Go get that gorilla. You've got nothing to hide. So here are the stories of my 9 furry friends. The gorilla's just the start. So let's see where it ends. Pug life. My father upped and cried one day, "We need a guard dog and I'll pay. A savage beast, a brutish dog that snacks on half an Iberian hog. In fact, scratch that, I'll take 2 in case there's lots of burglars to chew." So expecting 2 ginormous thugs, we were all surprised to see 2 pugs. Thinking he'd gone completely barmy, he introduced young Buddy and Barney. No cuter dogs I'd ever seen, no way they'd ever eat a spleen. "My strategy," he proclaimed, "is to leave those burglars most ashamed. It suddenly occurred to me there was a better way, you see. Instead of being chased away by the canine version of David Hay, those clever little cutie pies outwit them based on..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?